overflowing, on fire, passionate, dedicated, yes, burning hot, burning up, fiery. In fact, if you go to Thayer's Greek lexicon and you look at the word in the Greek, it's zeo, D-Z-E-H, zeo, it literally means to boil with heat. To boil with heat. That's the word they would use when they say, hey, hon, would you put a couple eggs on the stove and, you know, zeo them? Meant, you know, boiling with heat. And it metaphorically meant to be boiling with heat in either like heated anger or heated passionate love or heated zeal, fervent zeal for something that's good or bad. And so, you know, some of you were saying, well, I guess Apollos was a pretty hot dude, man. I mean, you know, dude was on fire. I think it actually referred to his zeal. But if you can lay a hold of this, if you can get this zeal, this fire is contagious. If you catch fire, you will set other people on fire. You don't need 50 acres of fire to burn down a forest. All you need is a match. Because if you get one thing on fire, whatever is next to it will catch on fire, and the next thing will catch on fire, and the next thing will catch on fire, until you know it, the whole forest is ablaze with fire. And if you will get on fire for Christ, those around you will probably catch fire as well. Praise God. Now, I was listening to a preaching seminar when I first got started, and I was like, oh God, they made me the preacher. Help. Teach me, Lord. And I was listening to a seminar by Bill Hybels, if you might have heard of him, on how to be a better preacher. And he was talking about great preachers and what their common link was. And he said one common link that he found with all the great preachers he studied was this, is that they were absolutely passionate about whatever it was they were preaching about. They preached that word as though life and death depended on it. How do you get that? And he said there's a reason for that. He says the reason why is because they spent time in the Word. How do you connect those two? Well, here it is. You ever heard that all Scripture is inspired by God? Anybody ever heard that? And it's, have you ever heard that it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness? Is that true?
Yes.
You really believe that?
Yes.
You sure?
100%.
If, Mark, that's true, if that is true, then that means that every word of Scripture has deep, purposeful meaning and application to our life today. Every word of Scripture has meaning and application, deep meaning for your life today. And the challenge of Scripture is to get in there, to chew upon that and meditate upon it and seek God in it enough that you see that critical imperative that it carries. And once you see that, it becomes easy. Because if you spend enough time in the Word, you'll see that, yes, and as a matter of fact, life and death does depend on this. It is a matter of life and death. It's not some, you know, trivial bit of history that you've got stuffed between the pages of a book. This is the Word of life. This word was given to illumine me in my everyday decisions that I make about everything I encounter during the day. It is a life and death matter. And so if you want to be fervent in spirit, you got to spend enough time in that word. I don't mean just like reading volumes of it. I mean just take a little passage and just chew on it, look on it and say, God, what are you speaking through this? Because I want to know what God is saying. Now, is this passage we're looking at today, is there any meaning or purpose or application in that? If you want, I guess if you want your children, if you don't want your children to perish in hell because they've been led astray by these educated men, then I guess it has a little bit of application. If you don't want your neighbors to perish in hell, if you don't want to live your life ineffectively and waste the 60 or 70 years that God gives you on things that have no everlasting value, then this passage has critical meaning. Because who is going to take a stand? If you and I don't make that stand, who is going to stop the darkness? The darkness is creeping over our country and it's about to devour it. And if you and I don't make that stand for righteousness, look around. Who else is going to do it? It ain't going to happen. And our country will go down. And our generation will perish if it's not for us. The tragedy of the church today is we're like the folks in this painting. There's the church. They've been rescued. They're on the platform. They're on the rock. But their lives are distracted by everything but the most critical thing in life, and that is the eternal destiny of souls. And they're busy meeting people. They're busy being on the phone and listening to music and fellowshipping and eating and watching TV and fishing and doing all these things while people are literally drowning all around them. And this is not some fantasy. This is the life we live. This is the world we live in right now. Do you guys see any heroes up there at all? Where? Oh, on the edge of the platform. There's one. Any others? One throwing the life ring thing. The lifesaver, yeah. Any others?
Fisherman.
Guy in the... Yeah, the fisherman. I don't think he's a fisher of men. I think he's a fisher of fish. Yeah. The dude in the boat. I love that. He gets right down in the water with them in order to rescue them. So who am I? Where do I see myself in that picture? If I'm honest with myself, if I look back at how I've been spending my life over the last days or weeks or months, where am I in that picture? And if that picture is there next to the throne of judgment, when I come to the end of my life, where will God point to say, here you are, John. This is you. Last thing about Apollos. He was eloquent in the Lord, mighty in the Scripture, fervent in spirit. Number four, last thing, he showed from the Scriptures that Jesus is Christ. He showed people from the Bible that they could be saved by Jesus Christ. To follow him means eternal life. To reject him means eternal death, or even to simply not follow him. And you know what? That's the only message we have. The Apostle Paul said, I was determined to know nothing among you except what? Christ and him crucified. The cross is the only message we really have. It's the basis of my life. I have meaning in life now because Jesus came and died for me. I have purpose in life because of that. Everything I do in life I try to do is unto the Lord because Christ came and died for me. My marriage is better today, light years ahead of where it was before I came in to know Christ. Because back then I was just a selfish slob, frankly. But now I have been crucified with Christ. And the life I live, how does it go? It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There is no other message. Christ died for me, and I am crucified with him. And may the cross of Christ be applied to every area of my life, to my marriage, to my work, to my social life, to my finances. The cross of Jesus Christ. So who's ready to stand up and be a hero? You don't have to have perfect knowledge. You don't need a degree. Apollos didn't even know that the Lord died and rose again. But he was at it with every fiber of his being. Who's ready to stand up and be a hero? Who's ready to say, God, covenant with me now. See me now, Lord, and don't let me miss this opportunity. Whatever time I have left on this earth, I want to spend it standing up for you. I want to impact the lives of other people. I want to be the light in the darkness that turns back the tide of the enemy that's coming in like a flood. Is that you? How many people are Skillet fans? Couple. How many again? Wow, a lot of Skillet fans. Did you know they have a new song out? The album's not even out. They got a new album coming, but they got a new song out. Anybody know the name of the new song? What is it? What is it?
Hero.
Son of a gun. Hero. How about that? You know, I pulled the words off the internet. The song starts off saying this. See if this sounds like anybody to you. I'm just a step away. I'm just a breath away. Losing my faith today. Falling off the edge today. It's just another war. Just another family torn. Falling from my faith today. Just a step from the edge. Just another day in the world we live. And the chorus, I need a hero to save me now. I need a hero, save me now. I need a hero to save my life. A hero will save me just in time and stop there. Do you know anybody in need of a hero? They're just a breath away from stepping off the edge. Their family is torn. And they feel like they're walking through the very pit of hell. And they need someone to snatch them out of the darkness. Do you know of anybody who needs a hero right now? That are crying out, saying, I need a hero to save me now. Could you be that person? Were you made for such a time as this? Apparently this person gets saved. And the end of the song goes like this. Who's going to fight for what's right? Who is going to help us survive? We're in the fight of our lives and we're not yet ready to die. Who's going to fight for the weak? Who's going to make them believe? I've got a hero. I've got a hero living in me. Do you know you can be a hero? Why? Because you have a hero living in you. If you will let him, just let him come out. You can be that hero. Is that you? Are you called? Is God calling you today to be mighty in Scripture, fervently and passionately living for Him, filled with the presence of God, telling the world from the Scriptures that Jesus is the Christ? Are you ready to be that person? Praise God.